truma la kayin umaisa rishon alevi divir rimeya. The mitzvah is to give truma to a kayin. Drashin is tinasa la kayin umaisa rishon alevi. Katani maisa. So we learn here that what maisa katani maisa alevi dum you the truma la kayin. That ma truma achilasa kinesinasa la kayin vlele zar av maisa alevi achilasa alevi vlele zar. That's the deek here. That Rameya holds that the same way you have to give truma to a kohen, and a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, the same thing when Rameya says, Umaisa Rishon goes to Levi the Levi, not only is the mitzvah Nesina the Levi, but who are then the Yisra Achila? That a Zar or Yisrael is not allowed to eat Maisa Rishon according to Rameya. That's Rameya Shita. We have Yeliezer ben Azariah, Matira the kohen. He holds that Maisa Rishon is Mati, you're allowed to give it to a kohen. For the Gemara Matira, you say now it's Mutter, Mechlal, the Ikaman, the Yasser? Is there anybody that holds that it's Osir, you're not going to give it to a Kain? Ele'ema, Noisna Yafla Kain. Amai, it should be Goris says, Noisna Yafla Kain. That the Maiserishan, Reb Lezol, you're allowed to give even to a Kain. Shrashi, Mechlal, the Ikaman, the Yasser, Maisel, a Kain, Lecho, but to me, for vaday kahanim lav zorim ninu, because you only come on to kahanim mikru leviim. That avadi a kohen is not called a zar. Avadi a kohen should be allowed to eat meiser. So what's Reb Lezer ben Azariah being mechadish? So the Mara says af le kohen is being mechadish that you give meiser to both. And we'll soon see the Rashi's could you only come on timer. We'll soon see what the machlokes is who you're supposed to give meiser to Levi or also to the kohen. Now the Mara says my time of Rameya. What's Rameya's time that he says Maisa Rishon like has Kedusha to it, that a regular Yisrael is also teep Maisa Rishon? What's Rameya's time? Omer Rav Acha Brei de Rabba Mishmei de Gemara. So know the name of the Gemara, like Rashi says it means Kach Kibul Merabba. If Rabba Merabba Ad Rameya Sheshoma Mishmei. You heard it over from every Rebbe until Rameya had heard it over from his name. The Lav Min Dayitik Meforish L'Tam with Rameya. Like he's not saying, oh, Rabach is not saying his own reasoning of Rameya. But this is something that was said over and over until it went back to Rameya. That's called Mishmei de Gemara. He heard over from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe, all the way back to the heard from Rameya himself. That what? That the Pasuk says, Ki es Maisa b'nei Yisrael Asherimu l'Hashem Truma. Says Mashma Maisa, that is b'nei Yisrael give Maisa, it says Alocha Truma, it has Alocha like Truma. What does it mean to say? That ma truma asur lazarim, just like regular truma, azara yisrael azosatit, only a kohen could eat truma, is Rameya holds, af maiserishan asur lazarim, the same thing maiserishan is also for zar to eat it. It has a locha like truma that is also to a zar. For the Gemara, I ma truma chayovim all of nisa, for chaymish. Maybe, if so, if you're learning out that Maisa is like Truma, maybe just like by Truma, for regular Yisrael, it's Truma, it's Chayiv Misa, and if he eats a Bishogi, he has to be Maisa, add another fifth to pay back. Maybe, af Maisa, Chayav Malav Misa, maybe the same Allah is applied to regular Maisa Rishon, that if a Yisrael eats Maisa Rishon, maybe also he's Chayiv Misa for it. And maybe if he eats a Bishogi, not knowing, he has to pay back an extra fifth. On this note, Omakra, the Pasuk says, Uneisu boi ki yichaluhu, v'yoysev chamishosoy olov. So we dash in this Pasuk talking about Truma. The Pasuk of Ayikra Chavdei is talking about Truma. Uneisu boi means the sum of Yisrael eats Truma, there he gets Misa. So the Dik is boi v'loi b'maiser. That only if he eat of a Zahar eats Truma is yichayiv Misa. But not eating Maiser Rishon. Olov v'loi ha-maiser. When do you have to eat another fifth? Only if you eat Truma B'Shoigig. But if a Zara Yisrael eats Maiser Rishon B'Shoigig, he does not have to eat another fifth. So in other words, that's what the Torah says. Truma is like, Maiser is like Truma. It means to say that's an Isser. There's an Isser, it's an Avera, for a Zara to eat Maiser. But it's not as strong as Truma. Truma Yechayiv Misi Yatim Maiser B'Chemish. These two halachas do not apply by Maiser Rishon. For the Gemara of Rabbanan, so it's a good riot to Rameya. Like what do Rabbanan do with this posse? There's a posse here that says that Maiser is a locha like Truma. So what do the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say not like that. The Rabbanan say that a Zar, a regular Yisrael, is a lot of Maiser Rishon. I, the posse, calls it Truma. So Gemara says, Rabbonin, they hold like this. Ma truma, toiveles, just like truma is a lacha before you take out the truma from the fruits, whatever it is. You're not allowed to eat it. Is it in tevel? Tevel means is the way the fruits or whatever it is, vegetables or grain, the way it grows, it's tevel. You're not allowed to eat it now until first you take off the truma. There's that frosh truma. You have to be mafresh truma, and then you're allowed to eat the shrine, the leftover. But before you take off the truma from this barrel of apples, all the apples are also teeth, even to a kind that's called tevel. So ma truma tevelis, as my serisha nami tevel. Who was in Allah when you have a bunch of apples that you did not take out my serishin yet, Allah is not allowed to eat it. That's the chiddush. True, once you take out my serishin, then you're allowed to eat it. And even the my serishin itself, a Yisrael could eat according to the Rabbanan Shita. But the pasuk is just saying that before you took out of this peris, the my serishin is called tevel, and you're still not allowed to eat it. Ukiratanya, like we learned. We learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer. Maybe when is there a nisachi of nisa? If ye tevel, that means eat fruits or anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael. Before you took off truma samaisris, when is there a nisa tevel? Maybe only before you took off nothing. You didn't take off any truma at all yet. What about hurim mimenu truma gedola? Let's say you took off already a little bit, l'shem truma gedola. But you did not take off my serishin yet. How do I know the paris now is still called tevel? It's still asatidit. And even further, my serishin, let's say even after you took off my serishin. But v'loi my sesheni, you did not take off my sesheni from these fruits. V'yafilu my serani, even in the third year or the sixth year, when you have to give my serani, if you did not take it off. Minayin, how do I know that before you were mafresh my serani, the leftover paris is still called tevel, you're not allowed to eat it? Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Loisucho lecha b'sherecha. You're not allowed to eat this b'sherecha. You're not allowed to eat it in your gates. Well, Lahala in the Waima, another Pasuk, it says, V'yachlu b'sherecha v'saveyu. That you are allowed to eat it in your gates, and you're allowed to satisfy yourself. So, ma sherecha m'lahala in Maiseroni, just like v'yachlu b'sherecha v'saveyu is talking about Maiseroni, av sherecha m'kan Maiseroni. Here also, the Pasuk is saying, Loisucha lecha b'sherecha, you're not allowed to eat from it. It means, even though you took off Maisa Gedoyla, Vatruma Gedoyla, and Maisa Rishon, but if you did not take off Maisa Roni, still the Pasuk says, Loisucha, you're not allowed to eat it. So that's from this Pasuk I know here, that if you have Paris, that's a Tevel, that you did not take off the Maisa Oni, it's still called Tevel the fruits, and you're not allowed to eat it. So that's how I know from this Pasuk. So who the kasher is, like, which one is said the Rabbanan used this pasuk of Meiser and Truma to teach us that Meiser is called Tevel? Well, who do we know from this pasuk over here? From the Yochlu B'Sherecha and Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha. So why do we need our pasuk of Meiser and Truma? So Gemara says, V'im ha'osmav, just from this last pasuk of Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha, if only from this pasuk, have a mean I would have thought lalav, that there's a lav involved, that's all. In other words, when is Tevel have a chi of Nisa? When you didn't take off Truma Gedola. But once you took off Truma Gedola, now it's only missing Maisa Rishon or Maisa Roni. Maybe it's only allowed, there's no Mamisa. Kamash Malon. That's why we need our pasuk here. Ki es Maisa b'nei Yisrael asher imo l'Hashem Truma, to teach us that just like when the Tevel, the fruits, you did not take out Truma yet. Yechayiv Misa, the same way even after you took out Truma from these Paris. But if they're still Meiser Oni or Meiser Rishon you did not take out, you're also Chayiv Misa. So that's what the Rabbanan does with this Pasuk. That Avad, the real Meiser Rishon when you mafresh it, even a Zar or regular Yisrael is allowed to eat it. There's no Issa for regular Yisrael to eat Meiser Rishon. That's what the Pasuk calls Meiser Rishon Truma, has come to teach us that if you have this bunch of wheat here, that wheat is mechuyev and truma midiraisa. If you have a bunch of wheat, and even if you took out the truma gedola from it, but if you did not take out the maisa rishon or the maisa sheni, the lacher is it's still called tevel the sweet, and if you eat it, you chayev misa. That's the chiddush of this pasuk according to the rabbanim. That maisa has a lacher like truma, they get the tevel. But enechanami, once you are mafris the maisa rishon, even a zar is allowed to eat the maisa rishon according to the rabbanim. That's the rabbanim shita. Mishnah Rina,
Another lashon is like this: Lishnachrina Maisa Rishon Titovel Midrav Yosi Nafkenachnami. That if you don't take out Maisa Rishon from the wheat, we say the wheat is still called tevel. Tis nesetidit. That's from Rav Yosi's halacha. Rav Yosi says what? Lo such lecha b'sharecha. Now, imehi, and if only from this din, Abamina, I would have thought lalav. From Rav Yosi, I would just think if the tevel is only, because it's missing, Maisa Rishon, or Maisa Sheni, or Maisa Roni, I would have thought it's only alav. Abamisa loy, but maybe not Chayiv Misa, once you took out the true Megadela from this wheat. Maybe I would think there's no more Misa, Kamash Malon. That's our pasuk. No, that Maisa is the same malacha like Truma, that you still chayiv Misa, it's still called Tevel. So, here to that, the machloek is Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. That Reb Meir says Maisa Rishon is like Truma, it's also for Zat Hidit. And the Rabbanan say no, Avadu, it's Mutter for Zat Hidit. The only Chiddush of the pasuk is that it has a loch of Tevel. Right. So, it says, B'mayu Kimto Krevi Meir. You want to say now our mission here, that says that a Basi Yisroel, that she can't eat Meiser, goes according to her Meishita. She's a Zah, she can't eat Meiser, that's her Meishita. For the Gemara is so aim the safe. What does the safe of our Mishnah say? The safe of the Mishnah says, Bas Levi, Morestas Lekain. If you have a Bas Levi that got married to a Kain, Bas Levi, Morestas Lekain. Or Bas Kain a Levi, or Bas Kain got married to a Levi. It says, Loi toichal, loi betruma, loi b'maiser. She's not larit, not truma, not a maiser. So, chura hocha, mai zarasiko. So, chura here, it's a kashi, even according to Rameya. Why can't she eat maiser? Like, what happened here? It's a bas levi that got married to a kain. So, a maiser, also levi, she's larit maiser. Like we had before, a kain, she does larit maiser. So, what kind of zaras is it here? Like, what's wrong with this bas levi? This bas levi now got married to a kain? Or else the Bas Kain that got married to a Levi. So both cases she should be able to eat Maisa. What's Pshan HaMishnah? Why can't she eat Maisa? So Mora says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Mayein O'Echelos Tektoni. Know what our Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah says. Not like we learned before that it means Mama, she can't eat Maisa. Like, why not? A Kain can eat Maisa, so a Levi can eat and a Kain's allowed to eat Maisa. So what's wrong with her here? That means to say like this, Eina Noisenes Rishus Litrin. That's what it means. That a wife, she cannot give permission for somebody to take off truma from a husband's fruits or wheat, whatever it is. She can't give reshus. Rashi says that in a sentence, reshus, lishlucha, litroi maisa shel oris, olahorim imenu truma maisa, devil like a term shloi midas. Halacha is if somebody owns wheat, and somebody else comes and takes off truma for him, he can't do it. There's a halacha of shlichus. You can only do it if he appoints you to be a shliach. But if the owner did not appoint you to be a shliach, you have no right to go down to his fields and take off the truma. Now what about if the owner's wife gives permission? Does she have a right to give permission or not? That's the chiddush to know, that the isha, the wife, cannot give permission to be mafra truma. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Since she only has kedushin, didn't have nesuyin yet, it's only mereses, or mereses has no right to give permission for someone to be mafra truma from a husband's tour. So Rosh says, if so, nechlad the nesuyin, they send us reshus. B'mash medik from our Mishnah then, that if she's a nesuyin, we have a wife, we have nesuyin, after you have nesuyin with her, you live with her, then she is allowed to give permission. So Rosh says, in, yes, it's taka true. For a Tanya, we learn like this. Pasuk says, v'yachaltem oisoi v'chomokim, atem uveisechim, lilmod an nesuyin bas Yisrael, shon yesenes reshus litroin. Some tell us that a regular Yisrael got married, now that he has a wife, his wife is also allowed to give somebody permission to take off the truma semaisis. That's the solution of, v'sechem is your wife, even your wife also could give permission for somebody to mafra truma. To oimer rishus literally, you're telling me now it means that she has a right to give permission to somebody to take off truma. Or yeina, maybe not el alechol, maybe only that she has a right to eat truma. Or Marta say like this, Truma Chamuroi Cheles, Maiser Makal Lekoshchein, like Maduch the Ashes Kain, she's a regular Basi squirrel. When she gets married to a Kain, she's Ladi Truma, So the chura maisa kal koshchein pshita when she gets married to a kohen, avadish is ladit maisa. What do I need this pasuk for? V'yachal to maisa b'chomokim. It's Marsh talking about maisa. What do I need the pasuk for? That when a kohen or a levi marries an isha, the isha is ladit maisa. Pshita she's ladit maisa. Ella comes to teach us lima dal nesuya bas yischol shenasenis rishus litrin. Comes teach us a chiddush here that nesuyim, when you have a wife, when you have nesuyim yesod chuppah, then your wife has full permission to, she has like a bialis here, she could let some, point somebody else to be a shliach to take off truma for you. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. That's the pshat in the sefer of our Mishnah, where the isha is only married with a kedushin and not with nesuyim, she can't give somebody else permission to be mafras maisa. But says now ma brei the ravna. Omar, he says like this, Loima comes to teach us, Shein Cholkin lo Maisa Beis Agronis. The Pasuk has come to teach us that you don't give a Maisa but a Beis Agronis. Beis Agronis means that's down by the field, by the silon, where you put the, you store the food. So usually a Levi goes down there, and if you give a Levi by the field, you give him his Maisa. If his wife comes down, you don't give a Levi Maisa by the Beis Agronis. That's John's Pasuk. So Moses says, "Only Yichud Laman Diyam Mishum Yichud." If you learn this Nisum Mishum Yichud, it's good. Trashi Only Yichud Laman Diyam Perak Noisin Al Anusa Mishum Yichud Ein Cholkin Truma Liisha VeGarin. That then is good. El Laman Diyam Atayma Mishum Grusha Shem Yigor Shem Obayla VeTei Zora VeYin Akol Yodim VeYachzor Yitno Truma LeZora. But El Laman Diyam Mishum Grusha Kerusha Bas Levi Milo Yochle B'Meiser. Like if you learn the reason why you don't give her. You don't give truma to an isha by the Beis Agronis. It's because it's a shayla from Yichud, like it's not nice to be alone with an isha in the fields. So the same sfar applies to a Bas Levi. You don't give a Bas Levi Meister in the fields, because it's not nice, it's like a Rabban and the Kalocha. It's not nice to give a Meister in the fields to be alone with an isha. But if you learn the reason why you don't give a Bas Koyin, or an Eshes Koyin truma, by in the fields, is because we're afraid that maybe the husband will give her a get. And if she gets a get, people won't know that she's no Mauritius Kohen, and they'll think, since last year she was a Kohen's wife, most probably she's still a Kohen's wife now, and we're still allowed to give a truma. That's why you don't give an Isha truma in the Beis Agronis, in the fields. You have to make sure you're home and you know the husband is still alive. Like, only give truma to the husband, not to the wife. So for the Gemara, that's a good reason by a truma. But the more Mashenkin by Meiser, or by Elaman Diyom Mishagrusha, Grusha Bas Levi, Milo Yochla by Meiser. Like Manashach, what's wrong with a Levi? She's a Bas Levi, even though she gets a get, she can still leave Meiser. For the more Latayma, Grusha Bas Koyin, Milo Yochla by Truma, no? Even a Grusha Bas Koyin, she also can't eat Truma. Ella, what do you have to say? Gizera Mishun Grusha Bas Yisrael. That's the Gzera. Because if she's a Bas Koyin, and Echnami, she's Ladi Truma. Even when she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house, she can eat Truma. But the Gzera is maybe, who was the husband of Koyin's wife? A Bas Yisrael. A Bas Yisrael can only eat Truma, calls him on, she's married to him. If she gets a get, she can't eat Truma anymore. See, Hochi is so, so maybe that's the same story by a Levi also. Of a regular Bas Yisrael got married to a Levi, so calls him on, she's married to him, she's Ladit Meiser. When she gets a get, she can't eat Meiser. So that's why you can't give a Meiser on the grunness in the fields, because we don't know if she's still married to a husband or not. For the Gemari Hochi, that's the reason, Ma'yir Maresas, why on the Shion Yad Kedushin, Hafil Nesuyanami? Even if the Bas Yisrael was married to a Levi, it'll be the same halacha, that in the grunness in the fields, you don't give a Meiser. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the husband gave her a get already. Was Enechnami. I did a Tony Reisha Moresis, Tony Nami Seifa Moresis. Enechnami, this halacha, that you don't give an Isha, Meister in the fields, apply even though she was married, Benesuyin, to the Levi. So what? But we still have to be afraid that maybe the husband gave her a get, and she's only a regular Bas Yisrael, so she doesn't deserve to get Meister. Therefore, this din that you don't give an Isha Meister in the fields, apply even by Nesuya. So how come the Mishnah only says Moreses? The next Mishnah we'll see. Because since it only says Meresh over here, Moreses, who was in the Sefer also only says Moreses. But really the same Allah would apply by Nesuya also. Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Truma lekoin. Truma goes to a coin. O Maiserishin a Levi. Give a Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says the mitzvah to give Maiserishin is to a Levi. Rebbe Lazar ben Azar.